Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. I actually know someone who does not relish eating, which I can't fathom. So I definitely can't see him defining the difference between taste and flavor.
Actually, that's a tough one, even for us scientists. Let's start with taste. That's easy because taste is definitive and limited to five types: sweet, sour, bitter, salty, and umami, or savory, which are detected by receptors on the tongue.
Flavor, by contrast, is much more complex and more powerful. Rather than being sensed by taste buds, flavor is experienced in the brain, and the sense of smell is the key component.
A recent book, Neurogastronomy by Gordon Shepherd, explores how the brain's perception of flavor impacts eating habits such as food preferences and cravings. Flavor presents food in its full dimension, which is why the smell of popcorn makes a person's mouth water while evoking good memories.
Scientists are beginning to understand the mechanism of flavor, which is mainly created by the sense of smell. When a person chews and swallows, they're also breathing. And when they exhale, pull in chemicals released by food into the nasal cavity, where they are sensed and transmitted to the brain. This is called retrosmell. Once in the brain, a smell image is created.
From there, flavor further engages the brain's higher cognitive regions that control emotion and memory, creating more excitement for or reward from food. Shepherd believes flavor's role in the brain has an impact on modern social, behavioral, and medical issues, particularly on our inability to choose healthy foods.
If flavor does play such a large role, it goes against evolutionary biologists' belief that our sense of smell has waned.
Well, I can tell you my olfactory system is firing on all cylinders every time I sit down to my favorite meal. Ah, barbecue.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.